What's going on, Steve? How are you?
Hey, Bill, good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Well, I loved our conversation on my podcast and, you know, that we did last week, and I thought that our largest audience in the state needs to hear from you. So, unfortunately, our friend Mike Testa on the Republican side co-sponsored this bill, but you brought some facts to light, and maybe Mike was just misled by his team or the researchers. Tell me why this new law empowering the state bureaucracy to decide what is factual news is so dangerous.
Well, Bill, we've all been witnessing the theft of the control over education of our children from parents and school boards and PTAs and being handed over to Trenton bureaucrats as they've overwhelmed our curriculum, moved away from reading and writing and arithmetic towards a woke agenda of redefining our culture and, in my opinion, undermining Western civilization in many, many ways in our history. This bill may be the most dangerous of them all. It's called the Media Literacy Bill, or the Media Literacy Act, S-588. And it's a bill designed to determine what our kids should consider good sources of news, bad sources of news, or what the architect of the bill, a professor from Rowan University, calls bad actors in the media. And she lists amongst these bad actors that need to be culled out in our school system, K through 12, as people like Tucker Carlson. She actually writes this.
Wow.
She writes this. Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, God rest his soul. Something tells me amongst the et al. Will be guys like you.
Yeah,
guys on
sure.
Talk radio who talk about the truth. And they talk about the fact that the older generation, people are out of the school system. It's too late for them. We can't brainwash them into determining what the right sources of facts are, but we can teach the kids. Now, this bill talks about how they're going to teach children. They actually, again, this woman writes that they need to turn to sources like the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Washington Post, the Associated Press, and against basically all conservative media. And it's connected in the bill to the State Department of Homeland Security.
Wow.
There's a direct correlation. Those are the guys with the guns. Now, that gets a little concerning, very concerning. And she writes about the fact that to spread the misinformation about vaccines, for example, in other areas, like you were just discussing a few moments ago.
Yeah.
So this is an all-out effort to control freedom of speech, to teach our children to be brainwashed against their parents. Imagine you're in school all day, you're a sixth grader, you learn all day about how Tucker Carlson or Bill Spader are bad actors, that's what they're called, bad actors, and you go home and your parents are watching, like, Mom, Dad, you're watching the bad actors, what are you doing? I mean, we're pitching parents, children against parents. But more important is we're just further stealing away parents' control of education. It's tragic, absolutely tragic.
Why do you think, Steve, that a Republican who claims to be in favor of empowering parents, and I'm specifically talking about Senator Mike Testa, who co-sponsored the bill, do you think he was just misinformed? Did he not know this professor from Rowan was attacking conservative journalists outright by name?
I can't answer that directly. But I would be considerably concerned about what his base of principle is for supporting this bill. Maybe he should come on your show and explain it.
We texted him and said if he wants to come on today and talk about this, he's certainly welcome to do that. We'll see. Hopefully he will.
Good, because unlike what this bill would allow, you wouldn't be able to turn to the other side to get another opinion. That's exactly what we're talking about. You know, in conservative media, we listen to both sides. You listen to both sides. You bring in both
always.
Sides. The other side doesn't.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
Now, this bill also got, yeah, look, I don't know what Test is thinking about, but there are advisors within the Senate Republican Minority Office, and there's obviously a problem, because like Ronald Reagan said, personnel is policy. So somebody got it wrong.
Yeah. So Steve, I think what we got to do is call it out and say that the Republicans that supported this need to work equally hard to get it repealed. And if we are fortunate enough to change the majority party in, hopefully with your election to the Assembly and with others being elected to the state Senate and change the majority, that we will get a repeal bill on the books almost immediately?
Well, there's going to be a huge opportunity for people to stand up and speak because the bill requires that be hearings held in North Central and South Jersey over the next couple of months where the public can come and give their input. We need to do everything we can like you did a year, 2 years ago on just the other day, that historic day in Trenton. We need to turn out huge crowds. This is a vicious attack on our freedom of speech. It's a vicious attack on the way our children are taught to think. And we cannot let it happen. We cannot.
Steve, you've spoken truth. I always appreciate your forthright nature, your fact-based opinion, and thank you. Thank you for coming on, and I appreciate that you have stepped up to run for the Assembly. I think that Trenton needs your voice, no doubt about it.
Well, they need it, but I'll tell you what, they don't want it, not in Trenton.
They don't want
to hear how we can organize for these hearings across the state. My website is simple, Lonegan, LONEGAN.com. We will keep all your listeners, you, updated on when these hearings are, where they are, and how we're going to turn out our base.
I will post, it's Lonegan.com, right?
Correct.
I'm going to post that today on my website, and we will get the word out. Please join me again in the next couple of weeks, and we'll keep people posted.